and the box in which they're placed is...
The coffin or the casket.
Is there a difference?
Well, it's a technicality. Mm. The coffin was the old-time coffin that had a sort of an octagon end and tapered narrow down to the feet. And nowadays they call a casket, it's square, it's a more ornate affair. Actually, a casket is a container for jewels, but they call these things casket. Now, there were also coffins that were made of cast iron that were like an Egyptian mummy case that they used to use, but they were referred to as coffins.
Mm-hmm. What is the ceremony when a person dies?
The funeral rites.
Right, and when people are wearing black, you say they're
in mourning.
Mm-hmm.
Here we had three different grades of mourning. We had full mourning, where the widow went with a veil over her face and a long veil hanging down. Mm-hmm. And then there was a second mourning, where they would wear black and white, and then finally they would go back to colors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think my grandmother ever was entirely out of mourning in all her life.
Mm.
She was, every time somebody died, they were very strict on mourning, on wearing mourning clothes.
Mm-hmm. If the children were out late and your wife was getting upset, you might say, don't worry, they'll be home all right, just don't.
Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. And she might say, well, I can't help feeling a little bit...
Worried about them.
The opposite of easy would be...
Yeah.
Not feeling easy.
I can't help but feeling uneasy.
Mm-hmm. Then the disease that old people get in their joints is...
Well, it was rheumatism. Now it's arthritis.
All right. There's a sore throat that children used to get that they die of.
Diphtheria.
Mm-hmm. And a disease that makes the skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Hepatitis or yellow fever.
Mm-hmm. Then, if you have your appendix taken out, you've had an attack of...
appendicitis.
If you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it comes back up, you have to...
Indigestion, you have to vomit.
Mm-hmm. Is there another way of saying that?
Upchuck.
Is upchuck a polite term or a crude term?
I think the thing is that probably vomit is more... proper, but I don't think upchuck is too bad.
Is there a very bad way of saying it?
Oh, yeah. We have a wonderful one in French. He just threw up his guts.
Mm. Yeah, that's unpleasant.
That's very unpleasant.
If you are feeling as though you might need to throw up, you'd say, I'm sick where?
I'm sick in the stomach.
Okay.
Now, some people say sick to the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But...
I say sick at the stomach.
Yes.
People say all kinds of things
to
that. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house all the time, you say he's doing what?
He's courting.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call him? He's her...
He's her boyfriend, or he's her sweetheart.
And she's his what?
His sweetheart.
All right. And if he came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say,
You've been kissing.
Mm-hmm. And if you asked her to marry him and she wouldn't have him, you'd say she did what?
She turned him down.
Or if she just told him not to come over anymore, you'd say she did what?
She told him to take a walk.
Ah, good. Uh-huh. How about if they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
Well, she broke the engagement.
All right. But if she didn't break the engagement, they went ahead and got
married.
And the man that stands up with the groom is
the best man.
And the woman with the bride
is the maid of honor.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for a noisy party after a wedding? Not the reception, but they'd go to the house and shoot guns?
Well, they had a big blowout. They really, really went wild.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many expressions you can use for a thing like that.
Well, there's one in particular that comes from a French term. The English version of it is chivalry.
Oh, chivalry, that's a different kind of wedding.
What kind is that?
Well, that's where an older woman or an older man suddenly decides to get married, and there's a variation in their ages and so on. In other words, she probably most people thought, well, that old gal, she'll never get, mm-hmm. get a husband. Mm-hmm. And then they have a chivalry, and they get to, they, when these people get to their house, the whole troop comes along there with pans and horns and whistles and whatnot, and makes, as the French expression is, charivari. Mm-hmm. But that's for a special kind of a wedding.
Let's stop and let me get this tape changed because it's about to run out.